I want to think a bit about the princes of Judah in the time of Jeremiah, particularly at the end of Zedekiah's reign when the Babylonians come and take the city. Now, the princes are spoken of as a homogeneous group. We're not told that, well, there were some good ones and some bad ones, because I think they acted as a group according to group think. And it's hard to get an exact picture. I mean, were they hardened, idolatrous apostates who had no time for God, or were they actually sensitive to God and fearful of his judgment? And putting together all the times you read of them, it seems that they were, basically, they did have a conscience towards God, but their group think made them act otherwise. Start in Jeremiah 26, verse 16. Then the princes said to the priests and the prophets, "This man is not worthy of death," this is Jeremiah, "for he's spoken to us in the name of Yahweh, our God." Now, one minute they're condemning him, the next minute they're saying that he's a prophet. Then you come on to Jeremiah chapter 32. We're told very clearly why the people were condemned. "Because of all the evil of the children of Israel, which they've done to provoke me to anger, they, their kings and their princes." And the princes were particularly punished at the Babylonian invasion. They were taken into captivity first. They were humiliated, and that is emphasized a lot. So God particularly wanted to punish these princes, and yet they were believing, apparently, in the things of the gospel or things of God's word. They respected Jeremiah as a prophet of God. Now, you go to Jeremiah 36. All the princes are seen there responding to the scroll of God's word, which is being read to them. And they send to Baruch, and they say, "Please come and sit down now and read this scroll in our ears." And Baruch read it in their ears. And when they heard all the words, they turned in fear one towards another and said to Baruch, "We will surely tell the king all of these words." Well, their attitude seemed to be commendable. They hear the words of God, and they see that it's the word of God, just as they recognize that Jeremiah is indeed a prophet of God. And their response appears to be commendable. The princes said to Baruch, "Go hide, you and Jeremiah, let no one know where you are." So they were sort of on his side. And then Jeremiah 37, the princes were angry with Jeremiah. This is when he apparently tries to fall away to the Babylonians, and they struck him, and they imprisoned him in the house of Jonathan the scribe. In Jeremiah 38, Zedekiah is like the princes. He has a conscience about God's word, and he's sent to Jeremiah and brings him out of the prison, and he says, "Look, is there any word from the Lord?" And Jeremiah says, "Look, Zedekiah, you've got to repent. Go out and surrender to the Babylonians. You've sinned. Just accept the consequences for your sin. And in the end, that will be your salvation." But Zedekiah won't do it, because he says that the princes will be so against what I do. He says, verse 25 of Jeremiah 38, "But if the princes hear that I've talked with you, and they come to you and they say, 'Tell us what you're talking about,' don't tell them." And I think that's why the judgment on Zedekiah goes on in Jeremiah 38 to say, "Well, you will be given into the hand of the king of Babylon's princes, and they will judge you." In other words, you're so scared of your own princes, they're powerless, you therefore will be judged, a kind of poetic judgment, if you like. You will be judged by the Babylonian princes. So what are we to make of these people? I mean, there's Zedekiah assuming that the princes are dead nuts against God's word, even though he is willing to obey it if it wasn't for them, when they themselves were, as we've seen, were not in their heart of hearts that against Jeremiah, and they did accept that he was a prophet, but the political consequences of doing what he said was such that they put him in prison and beat him up. And there you see the complexity and the mixed up nature of human motivations. It's rather like Joseph's brothers, isn't it? They all appeared to have been united in wanting to kill him and then sell him to the Egyptians, but we know that at least two of them, as we learn later, were against this and didn't want this to happen at all. So there's a group think going on here, whereby the sum of the component parts of the group becomes greater than the group, if you see what I'm saying, that there's a ghost in the machine, that a group position can become far stronger than the convictions of the individuals within it. This is basic sociology. This is basic psychology. This is how it is. You know, that a group of people come to adopt a collective position which is far tougher, far more extreme than what any of them individually think. So then, we are called, therefore, to individual, personal relationship with God and with Jesus. We are called and we are made to individuate. I think that's why God gives us situations in life where most Christian believers that I know have experienced some degree of major fallout with their church or with the church community that they have known for some time or maybe grew up in. And without justifying division and argument and all this kind of thing, I think God tends to use all that because he wants you out of groupthink. He wants a personal relationship with you. And those who flunk that often lose their faith. They lose a relationship with their church. They identify church with God and then they lose their faith. But hopefully that's not the case with you and me. Just perceive that God is making you individuate. He wants you to be real. He wants you to be yourself. He has an individual purpose with each of us. And this is where Zedekiah and the princes all failed. Zedekiah thinks that they have certain positions, which actually, putting the whole record together, you see that actually they didn't, really. They had their questions, but when it came to loss of face, no, they had to be tough on Jeremiah, very tough on him. Whereas individually and earlier, they were in awe of the fact that he was speaking God's word, but it all demanded, it seems, too much from them to personally be obedient to it. It's the same with Zedekiah. The guy sort of wants to be obedient, but he fears the perceptions of others. So there you see the danger of groupthink. You know, Christian fellowship is, of course, good, but you've got to be careful that you don't slip into a groupthink whereby you simply belong to a religious organization, to a church, etc. First and foremost, it is a personal relationship with God through his word. That is so important to keep in mind. And you know, you think of Zedekiah saying to Jeremiah, now, is there a word from the Lord? You know, to want to find the truth can be sort of trendy and attractive, but the question isn't as much as whether we have an interest in finding truth. Everyone would say they have that. But the point is, what are you going to do with it once you're confronted with it? And both the princes and Zedekiah didn't respond well to that when actually Jeremiah spoke to them God's word. Jeremiah is the one who comes over as the one who has individuated, the one who clings on to his personal relationship with God. And that's how it should be with us.